One wanted the shack broke up the year.
Mm.
And that's adventure. But I used a braided for that in sandals. But I had a swivel on the head of the head of the
cliff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that worked pretty slick. Of course, we would, you'd go out and make a set. The gear would be all stove up in pieces. It was funny looking. I was in that 10-year phase talking. Didn't matter. It was gone out and then down.
Oh, yeah, I see. Yeah.
But we'd go out and we'd get a triple load of shack, one set and a triple shack. We'd go back and spend 2 days in the shop straightening the mess up. Whack it off in pieces and then roll up in it and bite it. You get snails. You get a whole fish tray full of snails. And you just whack it off on the other end and tie it together and keep it up. It was ridiculous. They are ferocious.
Now, when you set them territory, Uncle, I never went with him because he was done with it before I was old enough.
Yeah.
But, so they just set them with a stick.
Well, you take a stick like this and you take your time, push your, just tie your anchor on, mm-hmm. tie your buoy line on, and get your first couple of reeds with hooks clear, and then push your trawler set in at the same, at about the same height as a washboard.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd push it overboard and kick the boat in gear, and the fellow who set it, he had a dog stick. It was about this long and it was tapered smooth. And you just take and flick that up so the hooks would stay clear. And you take the becket on your tub
mm-hmm.
on one side and tip it a little mm-hmm. and just flip it up like that.
You set right off the solid?
Yeah.
Where you're steering and setting at the same time.
Well, it's you can, but it's tricky to do it in there.
Yeah.
I was left-handed, so I got by with it. I always had a right-handed boat.
Mm.
So you could get by with a lot of it. How big you? But I always had the, someone with me. Have when I taught down the Bass Harbor, now that you mentioned it, I would settle. But it's a little trickier. You just set your boat on the course and you start flipping.
You've got to steam it ahead while you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you set with the tar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go around in a circle.
No. That's not, no.
So it really. It makes it tricky to do.
Yeah.
But you, as long as you're not setting out too fast, you can get through it all. But it's better if you have someone on board, and that way if you get hooked up, you get a hook in your hand or something.
Yeah.
Or you don't get hauled over the side, and you get torn, you don't get torn so bad.
Yeah.
But you get together, John and I used to do it. Of course, little brother is all left-handed to boot, puts me on the right side of the boat. I was, well, we could put that out, we'd go half throttle anyway. You'd get that shot, and you could literally get that, just going beautifully.
Huh.
You had a well-baited tub of trawl, like a slick one.
Now you throw your baits right in the side, you keep them around the edge?
I kept them around the edge.
Yeah.
Go about halfway around the tub, no more than that.
Yeah.
Because that's the side
yeah.
you tended to.
Yeah.
They come all the way around, you have baits coming up
yeah.
to where you're trying to sling with the golf stick.
Yeah.
So you'd restrict it to
yeah.
half the tub. It's an art in itself, and the way they go today, there's no big deals with it. But back then, you had to do it about right. I've been hooked up a few times. So you would.
Mm.
You got to 800 hooks in a tub. If you baited every